Distortions in the climate have revealed a quiet class warfare going on over scarce water in the drought emergency state of California. Wealthy enclaves like Bel Air and La Jolla are able to consume water apparently with no concern about being fined or sanctioned by the state, while middle class and poor consumers are hit with stiff fines when they violate the new drought rules. Catherine Miskowski is a senior reporter for Reveal and says that behind the locked gates of some of California's most exclusive communities, there seems to be no drought at all.
We looked at the top water agencies in the state that serve residential customers, and we found that they were generally very reluctant to go after their biggest customers. We found that there were 365 California households that were pumping more than 1 million gallons of water a year. And these were clustered in extremely affluent areas like La Jolla, Beverly Hills, Bel Air. But for the most part, there weren't really policies in place to crack down on these people for how much water they're using. However, there are policies in place to go after people for doing things like hosing down a driveway or watering their lawn on the wrong day of the week. So you have this situation where people are literally using millions and millions of gallons. One household in Bel Air was using enough water for 90 households. They were using 11.8 million gallons of water. And they're doing so in secret, with impunity, without being fined.
And it's the case that already big users have been asked to curtail. Agricultural users have been forced to curtail here. So we're already in a curtailment situation, and these folks haven't been touched?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, everyone in California is constantly hearing the message that you're supposed to, you know, water your lawn less, rip it out and replace it with drought-tolerant plants, don't flush your toilet as much. And then it turns out that these very wealthy people have secretly been using tremendous quantities of water. And when you ask the water agency about it, they say, well, you know, in Los Angeles, we don't really have a policy against people using as much water as they want. We just have these policies against them doing these, you know, wasteful practices like hosing down a driveway.
Which is exactly what Marty Adams, Senior Assistant General Manager for the Water System at L.A. Department of Water and Power, says.
What they're doing on their property, we don't know. And there's nothing wrong with having a large property. I mean, whether it's one large property or 10 properties taking the same space, you know, the issue becomes, are we using water the most efficiently? Are they following the ordinance?
So he might do something if there was some law empowering him to do something, or is there a lever he can pull?
Well, what he's basically saying is our ordinance only restricts these practices. We don't even know how these people are using that much water. We'd like to find out more. He did say that they had sent these top users a letter saying, hey, you're among the top users. Please cut back. But, you know, this person in Bel Air that was using 11.8 million gallons that we dubbed the Wet Prince of Bel Air,
their
annual water bill is likely around $90,000. And so, you know, if they're able to afford it, they're just able to buy as much water as they want under current policy.
And what about people in the middle class at the other end who are having a very different experience of this drought?
Well, the irony here is that if you do violate one of these policies, then your name becomes public and you can be slapped with fines of as much as $300. I spoke with one homeowner in the Mid-Wilshire district. His name was David Wilson, and we'll hear from him what he felt when he got this fine.
I was really embarrassed that I was being penalized for, you know, not being a good environmental steward when, you know, we do try very hard to be good citizens in that regard.
What was his violation and what was his excuse?
Yeah, so he had a sprinkler malfunction and he had runoff going into the street and he was watering on the wrong day of the week. This is a guy who like put solar panels on his house and had, you know, ripped out some of his plants to replace them with succulents. So he was pretty embarrassed about that. But when I explained to him that, you know, his name had been exposed to the media and the public because of this violation, while these mega users just a few miles away in super affluent areas were, you know, using as much water as they wanted in secret, this was his reaction.
That's asinine. I mean, these are the people that people should be going after.
Is there a political momentum being generated from the drought in the sense that nobody really understood the way water was allocated in Los Angeles before this drought? And now as we're getting deeper and deeper into it, all of a sudden it's requiring people to make sacrifices, to become aware. It's created a whole new political reality, yes?
I think there is. I mean, after we wrote about these mega users, the Los Angeles City Council immediately responded and passed a unanimous resolution saying that they need to be reined in. They're now waiting for the water agency to come back to them with recommendations about how to do that. But it sparked a large public outcry. People were forming an informal drought posse to try to identify these people with satellite images or, you know, drone technologies. As far as we know, they haven't actually done so. But it does seem like when some information gets out about how much water, you know, your neighbor might actually be using when you're trying to cut back, that it can have a political impact.
How many fines have been levied? Do you know how many people have actually suffered as a result of these aggressive fines on middle class folks versus what's been going on with the affluent?
You know, I don't have the numbers on that, but I will tell you that in some communities, like in the East Bay District in the San Francisco Bay Area, the water district has imposed fines on people for excessive water use. So they have gone after big users. And now, you know, they've just done this recently, and there are thousands of names of people that are coming out that have, you know, had to pay these fines, and then their names become part of the public record. And when that's happened, you know, some of these people are very prominent, you know, former Chevron executives, Billy Beane, the mastermind of the Oakland A's. And, you know, here they are having to publicly defend how did they use this much water? What are they doing to try to change their ways? And so there are other policies that agencies can implement that do bring more public scrutiny.
Catherine Miskowski is a senior reporter for Reveal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.